concrete plan that we will get a larger temple, which is a temple room, which is almost thrice the place, the room.
Vsaj konkretni načrt, da dobimo večji hram, kjer bo hramski prostor vsaj trikrat večji od tega.
So for now, please tolerate the inconvenience.
Sedaj vas prosim, da tolerirate to neudobje.
Today I wanted to speak about the nonsense of the materialistic philosophy.
Danes bi želel govoriti o neumnosti materialistične filozofije.
And wanted to give an alternative model of understanding.
Bi hotel dati alternativo temu razumevanju.
According to the materialistic understanding, reality can be reduced to a few atoms which are just pushing and pulling each other.
V skladu z moderno znanostjo se realnost lahko zreducira na nekoliko atomov, ki vsi potiskajo enega, ene drugega potiskajo.
Like balls, billiard balls, who are pushed in a field, materialists say everything which is to be observed is the pushing and pulling of these atoms.
Na podoben način, kot na mizi za biljard, se krogle potiskajo ena drugo, pravi materialisti, da so atomi potiskajo ena drugega.
For instance, these young people who have difficulties in concentrating themselves, they are simply an arrangement of billiard balls.
Recimo oni bi rekli, ti mladi ljudje, ki imajo težave s koncentriranjem na predavanje, da so oni samo aranžmani krogel za biljard.
How do you feel with this?
Kaj mislite? Kako se počutite?
Certainly there is a lot of matter in these young people. Muscles, stomachs, hairs and cloth. But there is also a universe of feeling with them.
Mišice, dlake, trebuhi in tako naprej, obleka. Ampak poleg tega obstaja tudi cel kozmos občutkov.
The materialist further says everything which we see is coming by a chance explosion.
Kar materialisti nadalje pravijo, da je vse to, kar vidimo, samo slučajna, prišlo iz slučajne eksplozije.
However, we ask, how is it possible that from an explosion so much order comes?
Zdaj, mi jih bomo poprašali, kako je mogoče, da iz eksplozije pride, se razvije takšen čudovit red.
If a terrorist would throw a bomb into this room, would there be another second room manifesting all of a sudden with people who look a little better than these people here?
Če bi recimo nek terorist vrgal bombo v tole sobo, ali bi potem iz te eksplozije nastavljena druga soba z drugimi ljudmi, ki bi bolje izgledali kot...
Would there be nicer pictures, nicer doors, have nicer altar and so on?
Ali bi bile lepše slike, lepša vrata, lepše oltar in podobno?
No, the result would be great chaos.
Ne, rezultat bi bil velik chaos.
Bricks would fly around, colors would fly around, noses and hair would be storming around. This would not... nothing new would come about.
Ne, kar bi videli samo opeka bi letira na okrog. Nasovi in nasovi. Nič lepo do novega ne bi.
So, this materialistic philosophy that everything is atoms which and that this cosmos comes by a big bang explosion is actually not a very sensible philosophy.
Ta teorija materialista, da je vse samo materija, da je kozmos nastal iz velikega poka, ni zelo smiselna teorija.
This philosophy comes about if you deny the existence of God and the spiritual living entities.
Do te teorije pride, če zanikamo eksistenco Boga in duhovnih živih biti.
Today I want to offer an alternative worldview, Vedic worldview to this, and I would be very happy if all of our guests would give this presentation their attention, since it is a little difficult to present it with this translation system.
Danes bih htel podati vedski pogled na te stvari in naprošam občinstvo, da se potrudi in posluša, zato ker je malo težko prezentirati to zadevo s tem prevajanjem naprej in nazaj.
And not long ago the American NASA established a new research center called SETI, or Search for Extraterrestrial Intelligence.
Pred kratkim je NASA osnovala eno novo oddelek za raziskovanje, ki se imenuje SETI, to je za raziskovanje zunajzemeljske inteligence.
The reason for this new establishment was that they were simply not satisfied with the doctrine that in this universe there's only blind chance. They found
Razlog za to je bil, da niso bili zadovoljni z idejo, da je ta univerza samo rezultat slepega slučaja.
They found, for instance, radio signals, and they were concluding, well, there must be maybe intelligent beings out there.
Recimo, odkrili so radijske signale in zaključili, da so gotovo obstajajo kakšne inteligentne živali.
And they also found that there is a very complicated order in the cosmos, the planets and how they interact together.
Ravno tako so odkrili, da obstaja zelo kompliciran red na univerzumu, kako so planeti urejeni, kako imajo vpliv eden na drugega.
So according to the Vedic scriptures, it is very easy that there is an extraterrestrial intelligence.
V vedskih spisih bomo zlahka spoznali, da dejansko obstaja zunajzemeljska inteligenca.
Made some news. Actually, we all are extraterrestrials.
Sedaj vam povedal eno novost, namreč pravzaprav smo vsi mi zunajzemeljski.
Each one of you is an individual soul which is not a combination of earthly matter.
Vsak med vami je individualna duša, ki ni kombinacija materialnih elementov.
You are just passing through this material world.
Vi samo prihajate, potujete skozi materialni svet.
But you are residents of the spiritual world.
V resnici pa ste prebivalci duhovnega sveta.
According to the Vedic scriptures, this whole material universe is a temporary show only.
V skladu s svetimi spisi vede, je cel materialni univerzum samo začasni šov.
Just like when you travel through India, there will be a monsoon, and with the monsoon there will be an appearance of new plants. But these plants will die when the next summer comes.
Kakor recimo v Indiji, ko pride monsunsko obdobje in deževje, kad bodo zrasle nove rastline, ampak te rastline bodo umrle takoj, ko pride poletje.
In the same way, our world has a beginning, a stage of manifestation and a disappearance also, just like the new plants.
Na podoben način ta svet ima svoj začetek v svoji eksistenci in prav tako bi imel svoj konec, podobno kot te rastline.
However, there is a different realm, an eternal realm or a spiritual realm.
Vendar pa obstaja eno drugo področje, namreč spiritualno področje, ki je večno kraljestvo.
This realm is never created and never destroyed.
To kraljestvo nikoli ni ustvarjeno, niti uničeno.
And each one of us is an part of this realm.
In svakom od nas je dio tega područja.
One philosopher said, "This world is evaporating this time." If you leave this glass of tea long enough in this room, it will evaporate.
Če bi recimo pustili ta čašo z ta čajem v sobi, bi s časom ta čaj izhlapel.
In the same way, this whole material creation in the face of eternality is just evaporating.
In na podoben način ta cela materialna kreacija v odnosu na večnost enostavno izhlapeva.
And even within our experiences, there were so many kingdoms which are no longer here.
In celo v naši izkušnji imamo toliko mnogo kraljestv, ki niso več prisotni.
The kingdom of Genghis Khan,
kraljestvo Genghis Khan,
the Osmanian kingdom,
Osmansko kraljestvo,
the Roman Empire, and Hitler's Third Reich, das Dritte Reich. I think it never even came to that, isn't it?
Hitler's Dritte Reich.
It is all evaporating in time. Only we, of course, who are very limited with our perspective, who only see a little bit of the past and speculate a little bit about the future, we take this reality so seriously.
Samo mi, ki smo zelo omejeni v času, ki imamo samo malo izkušnje s preteklosti in lahko do neke mere spekuliramo o prihodnosti.
Take it so seriously.
Mi to jemljamo tako resno.
I'm always saying to the audience, imagine we would meet in 50 years from now.
Jaz vedno povem svoji publiki, samo zamislite si, če bi se srečali zopet čez 50 let.
Many of us would not be able to attend this meeting.
Mnogi med nami niti ne bi bili sposobni, da prisostvujemo.
And others would look completely different from the way they look now. They would hold different values.
Drugi pa bi bili videti popolnoma drugačni, kot so sedaj, imeli bi različne vrednote.
The young people would be very, very old and would look on a history of many, many different things.
In mladi ljudje bi tudi bili zelo stari in gledali bi nazaj zgodovino nove stvari.
So this whole material creation is just like a flashlight in eternity. It has not much relevance.
Cela ta materialna kreacija je torej kot en blesk v večnosti.
It is described just like there are summer and winter seasons. This whole material universe has a time circle of yugas.
Opisano je na podoben način, kot obstaja obdobja, letni časi, zima in poletje, tudi v univerzalnem smislu obstaja ciklus juge.
What is for us one year is on higher planets only observed to be like one day.
Kar za nas samo en dan na višjih planetih.
Leto.
Kar za nas eno leto je za na višjih planetih samo en dan.
As I was saying earlier, this whole world of matter is inhabited by spiritual living entities.
Kot sem že prej dejal, ta svet materije nastanjujejo duhovno živo bitje.
And they keep this matter alive.
In ona,
not alive, they keep this matter moving.
Ona vzdržujejo to materijo, da se sploh premika.
It is just like my body. As long as I am present, this body moves.
To je podobno kot moje telo. Dokler sem jaz prisoten, telo se premika.
But if I would leave, my body would fall on the floor. Crash! And stop showing the signs of life.
Če pa bi jaz odšel, potem bi moje telo padlo na tla in prenehalo kazati znake življenja.
This whole material universe is composed of different living entities who are just vehicles, you could say, for those eternal souls.
Cel materialni svet je sestavljen iz različnih živih bitij, ki so recimo temu, kot vozila za večne duhovne duše.
Now, in the Bhagavad Gita it is described that this material universe only takes on a very small and insignificant space in the whole of existence. It is something like a cloud on the huge sky.
V Bhagavad Gita je opisano, da ta materialni univerzum zauzema zelo malo mesto, mali prostor v celi kreaciji. Nekaj podobnega kot mali oblak.
Dvo imo purušelo, okay, it is said. Dvo means two. There are two kinds of living entities in existence. Some are in the material world, but the vast majority is living in the spiritual world.
Obstaja dve vrsti živih biti in nekateri živijo v materialnem svetu, druga živa bitja, ki so velika večina, pa živijo v duhovnem svetu.
And the living entities in the material world, they only experience birth and death because they have only bodies which are made of temporary matter.
In samo živa bitja, ki živijo v materialnem svetu, izkušajo rojstvo in smrt, kajti samo ona imajo telo, ki je sestavljeno iz materije.
Only for a material body there is a beginning, and only for the material body there is an end. For the soul there is neither beginning nor an end.
Samo za materialno telo obstaja začetek in samo za materialno telo obstaja konec. Za dušo ni niti začetka, niti konca.
In Chaitanya Charitamrita, in old Vedic scriptures, it is stated that Ramanda, Brahmiti, Kona, Bhagyavanjit, there are many different living entities in this universe and many different bodies.
V Čitani še li tam biti opisano, da v tem materialnem univerzum obstaja mnogo živo bitja in mnogo telesa.
And according to their activities, they are wandering in this universe from one body to the next and from one planet to the next.
In skladu s svojimi aktivnostmi, ta živo bitja potujejo v tem kozmosu iz enega telesa v drugi in iz enega planeta na drugi.
We were talking on this in the recent lectures. They are wandering or getting stations in their life according to their activities, karma.
O tem smo govorili v prejšnjih lekcijah, da živo bitja dobijo te svoje telesa v skladu s karmo, s preteklimi aktivnostmi.
All in all, there are 8,400,000 species of living entities.
Vse skupaj obstaja 8 milijonov in 400 tisoč različnih življenjskih vrst.
Some are lower than the human body.
Nekatere so nižje od človeškega telesa.
And others are much higher.
Druge pa so mnogo više.
On higher planetary systems, the living entities have bodies made from intelligence.
Na višjih planetih imajo živa bitja telesa, ki so sestavljena iz inteligence.
Just like here on the earthly planet, the bodies are mostly made out of earth and water. On higher planetary systems, bodies are made of much more subtle elements.
Na podoben način kot na tej zemlji, imamo telesa, ki so v glavnem narejene iz zemlje in iz vode. Imajo na višjih planetih telesa iz mnogo subtilnejših, finejših elementov.
Yeah. These are bodies don't throw any shadows and they don't perspire.
Ta telesa ne mečejo sence in se ne potijo.
And it takes them much more to get tired than our bodies.
In mnogo več je potrebno, da bi se utrudila kot naše telo.
They are not really hungry.
Oni niso zares slačni.
And in order to keep their pleasures, they drink certain substance called soma juice. It is very intoxicating.
In da bi imeli zadovoljstvo, pijejo poseben napitek, ki se imenuje soma rasa. Da se jim nekaj zelo intoksicirajoče.
They enjoy sex life to an extent which we can't even imagine.
Oni uživajo v seksualnem življenju do meje, ki se jim ne moramo niti.
And this described, they only get children 1 year before they die in their time calculation.
In opisano je, da oni dobijo otroka šele tedaj, šele eno leto pred svojo smrti v skladu s svojo kalkulacijo čas.
So, for those of you who are interested a little bit in Vedic cosmology, there are 14 different planetary systems.
Za tiste med vami, ki ste mogoče malo zainteresirani za vedsko kozmologijo, obstaja 14 različnih planetarnih sistemov.
There are different living conditions there.
Tam obstaja različna pogoje življenja.
Sometimes we hear that a doubt that how can anyone live in a different plan on a different planet, he would not have the right air to breathe.
Včasih slišimo pomisleke, kako lahko kdorkoli živi na nekem drugem planetu, kajti tam ima drugačen zrak, ki ga ne more dihati.
But this doubt is not very intelligent, because even on this planet there are living entities who live underwater.
Torej ta sum ni zelo, ta pomislek ni zelo inteligenten, kajti celo na tem planetu bomo našli živa bitja, ki živijo pod vodo.
They live there without any problem of breathing. They don't have, you know, to have an oxygen mask.
Tam živijo popolno bez problema za dihanje, nimajo maske za dihanje.
No, they swim around and have families without problem.
Ne, plavajo na okrog in imajo brez problema svoje družine.
So, now I want to explain a little bit about the mechanism which decides where the living entity goes.
Hotel malo opisati mehanizem, ki odloča, kam bo živo biti šlo.
First of all, in this whole material universe, there are three modes of existence.
Predvsem v tem celem univerzumu obstajajo trije načini eksistence.
Just like any picture is made out of three basic colors, a mixture of three.
Tako kot je vsaka slika narejena, iz treh osnovnih barv.
So in the same way human beings are influenced by three modes of living.
In na podoben način so živa bitja pod vplivom treh načinov življenja.
For your convenience of understanding, I want to introduce three types of beings in these three different modes.
Da bi to lahko lažje dojeli, bom podal tri primere, tri živi biti, ki so v teh različnih načinih.
There the mode of ignorance, and someone who is influenced by this is very lazy. He's not very active.
Obstaja kvaliteta neznanja in če neko živo biti v tej kvaliteti, potem je zelo pasivno in neaktivno.
Yeah, he is very depressed.
Zelo je depresivno.
And if he wants to do something, he takes alcohol, Slivovich, and you know, gets
alcohol. Če hoče kaj narediti, potem vzame Slivovica.
His determination never goes beyond the dream stage. He only dreams of something.
Njegova odločnost nikoli ne preseže stanja sanjarjenja. On samo sanjari o
stvari. These people are also very much influenced by very attached to intoxication and sex life.
Tovrstni ljudje so tudi zelo pod vplivom in navezani na intoksiciranje in na seksualno življenje.
When you go in Ljubljana in the city, you see sometimes people who are under the mode of influence of ignorance sitting on the benches just drinking, all their possessions is in two plastic bags, and they just somehow live and roll about in life.
Videli bomo v Ljubljani tudi ljudje, ki so pod vplivom te razvijajoče sile narave, neznanja, kako enostavno poležajo po klopeh, ne, in vsa njihovo posedovanje v dveh plastičnih večah, tam še životarijo z njega dan.
Then there is a mode of passion.
Potem obstaja kvaliteta strasti.
Someone under this influence is extremely active.
Pod vplivom te kvalitete je skrajno aktiven.
He wants to have much money.
Hoče imeti mnogo denarja.
A nice car.
Dobar avto.
He wants to go to Germany.
Šiti v Nemčijo.
He wants to build a house.
Hoče skrediti hišo.
Two. One in the town, one at the coast.
Eno mesto in eno na morju.
He wants to enjoy life.
hoće uživati izvinjenje.
And he is prepared to burn and blood, sweat and tear for it.
Pričajan je da dela in znoji in zbatoško dela za to.
Then there is a mode of sattva-gun, or which is called virtue sometimes, of goodness.
In obstaja tudi kvaliteta vrline ali dobrote.
Someone under this influence, he does not like to eat meat. He likes to eat in a vegetarian way because he feels meat is burdening his system and is also agitating him.
Oseba, ki pod vplivom te kvalitete vrline, noče jesti meso, kajti ima občutek, da jo če je meso obremenjuje njegove eksistence.
He likes to go away from the hustle and bustle of material civilization.
Želi se umakniti iz džungla materialne civilizacije.
He understands that this materialistic civilization is a race for material goods which doesn't bring satisfaction but only work.
On je dojel, da cela ta materialna civilizacija pomeni samo tekmo za materialnimi stvarmi, ki nikako ne daje pravega zadovoljstva.
He reads books like Siddhartha.
On bere knjige kot je Siddhartha.
Or Hermann Hesse, or nice poetry, and hears Mozart.
Ali pa lepa poezija in posluša Mozarta.
So in your own lives you might have experienced with these different modes of material nature which influence your consciousness.
V svojem lastnem življenju imate morda tudi izkušnjo o teh treh različnih kvalitetah narave, ki ko vplivajo na vašo zavest.
Sometimes you are very sad and there seems to be no hope and why do anything at all?
Včasih si zelo žalostni in počutim, da ni nobenega upanja in ali ima sploh smisla, kaj narediti, kakoli povzeti.
And then you think, something must be done.
Potem pa pomislite, nekaj moram narediti.
Revolution. Or you might feel after all, you know, this life is a chance, I can get some dinners, you know, so you work.
Če mislite, življenje je vendarle neka priložnost, ko služim nekaj dinarjev, potem težko delate.
And at other times you might think, oh, I just want to meditate.
Na nekaj drugem trenutku pa mislite, a želim si enostavno meditirati.
I go to Videmska.
Grem v Videmska.
So, now these different modes of material nature, they don't just influence our psychology.
Te različne kvalitete materialne narave ne vplivajo samo na našo psiho.
They influence everything.
One vplivajo na vse.
There are different animals, for instance, who are under this mode of material nature.
Recimo obstajajo tudi različne živali, ki so pod temi vezujočimi silami.
The lenjivac is in the mode of ignorance.
Lenjivac je
and the monkey is an animal who is under the modes of passion.
Opica pa je pod vplivom strasti.
I will show you slides of India and you will have some nice pictures of monkeys and you will immediately understand. They always do something.
Slika diapositiva iz Indije, ker so te opice, boste videli, se takšne smere hoče nekaj narediti.
And the cow, for instance, is an animal in the mode of goodness, very peaceful. Just chewing.
Kran, kjer pa je žival, ki je v vrlini, enostavno živeči, zelo je mirna.
There are trees. Trees are influenced in this mode. There are, for instance, that, you know, which you put in Christmas, these trees, these good-for-nothing trees, they are considered to be in the mode of
tudi drevesa lahko tako podelimo, recimo smreke, jelke, so, ker nima nobene koristi od njih, so v neznanju.
Then there are trees which like nice cherries or plums or figs, they are the mode of goodness.
Ja, druga dreve pa, recimo lepe smokve, sadje, so v vrlini.
So then there are also planetary systems which are under these modes.
Tudi planetarni sistemi so pod tem vplivom različnih.
It is described that life on lower planetary systems is under is in ignorance.
Opisano je da so planete niže planetarni sistemi pod vplivom neznanja.
People there just act to survive. That's all.
Tam ljudje delujejo samo s to, da bi preživeli, in to je vse.
The life on this middle planetary system, to whom this Earth belongs, is under the mode of passion.
Življenje na srednjih, središnjih planetarnih sistemih, katerim pripada tudi ta planet Zemlja, je v strasti.
Living entities here work in order to obtain their results.
Tu živa bitja delajo, da bi dobila svoje rezultate.
This whole materialistic civilization is strongly influenced by the modes of passion.
Cela materialna civilizacija zelo močno pod vplivom kvalitete strasti.
And higher planetary systems where there is a very nice life, you know, there's lots of enjoyment is in the mode of goodness.
Višji planetarni sistemi, kjer je zelo lepo, udobno življenje in mnogo uživanja, pa se smatra, da so v
Now it is said in the Bhagavad Gita that according to the way you design your life, you live in these different modes.
V Bhagavad Gita je rečeno, da v skladu s tem, kako ti sam ustvariš svoje življenje, potem živiš v teh kvalitetah.
Yes, and when your life is over, say, when this material body which you are presently inhabiting is finished, then you will go according to these modes to different stations within the universe.
In potem v trenutku smrti, ko boš zapustil svoje materialno telo, boš v skladu z kvalitetami, ki si jih razvil, odšel na različne postaje v tem univerzum.
You can go higher to the higher planetary systems according to the way you live here, under which influence you are coming. Or you can go down to the lower planetary system. It's like a cosmic carousel, so to say. How do you say carousel?
Carousel.
Carousel. Yeah. Carousel. Yeah. Carousel. Yeah. Carousel. Kvalitetami, ki smo razvili v tem življenju, potem od tega odvisno, ali bomo šli na više planetarne sisteme ali na nižje, podobne kot ta karusel.
So, you might think that the aim of the Vedic civilization is to go to a higher planetary system.
Se le nekdo utegne pomisliti, da je cilj celega vedskega sistema, da se povzpnemo na više planetarne sisteme.
But the Bhagavad Gita tells us that this is not the purpose of life.
A vendar pa nam Bhagavad Gita pravi, da to ni smisel življenja.
In the Bhagavad Gita it is stated that from the lower planetary systems up to the higher planetary systems, all are places of misery where repeated birth and death takes place.
Tam piše, da so vsi planeti v materialnem svetu, od najnižjega pa do najvišjega, vse mesta vede, kjer se odvijata neprestano rojevanje in umiranje.
No matter what kind of life you lead, when you are suffering repeated birth and death, your life is not perfect.
Brez obzira, kakšno življenje vodimo, če moramo se roditi in umreti, naše življenje ni popolno.
If you are a beggar on the street who dies on the street, that is not much different than if you are a king in the kingly bed and you die in your bed.
Ni nobene posebne razlike, če ste beraš in umrete na ulici, ali pa če ste kralj in umrete v svoji čudoviti postelji.
Or if you live on the higher planetary system where you die after a long, long, long time of material enjoyment, that's not different than if you die here.
Ali pa če ste na višjem planetarnem sistemu, kjer je življenje zelo, zelo dolgo in mnogo več uživanja, in če tam umrete, in posebne razlike, kot če umrete tu.
But since you are in actuality eternal, the purpose of life is to leave this material, this temporary show altogether and go back to the eternal spiritual world.
To, dokaj smo mi duhovna bitja, je cilj, da mi končamo to materialno življenje popolnoma in se vrnemo nazaj v večni duhovni svet.
How to do this?
Kako to narediti?
You have to have a spiritual process.
Morate imeti spiritualni proces.
You have to free your consciousness from illusion.
Morate osvoboditi svojo zavest od iluzije.
It is described in the lower life forms, our consciousness is just like a butt.
Opisano, da je v nižjih življenjskih oblikah naša zavest kot popek.
Popek. So in the human form of life, we have the chance to bring this popek to a flower.
V človeškem življenjskem obliki imamo priložnost, da ta popek razvijemo v cvet.
What do you do? You put it in the water and you let the sunshine can come on it.
Nastavno ga damo v vodo in damo pod vpliv sonca.
And slowly the consciousness will unfold.
Počasi se bo zavest razodkrila.
So the water is spiritual wisdom.
Voda je duhovna modrost.
And the sunshine is a bona fide spiritual master who helps you to develop.
Sonce pa je verodostojni duhovni učitelj, ki ti pomaga, da se razvijaš.
And once your consciousness becomes free from material influences, you display the symptoms of an enlightened soul.
In ko se tvoja zavest osvobodi materialnih vplivov, potem pokažeš simptome osvobojene duše.
There's no more covering over your consciousness.
Ni več prekrivala nad tvojo zavestjo.
It is no longer, you know, shrunken like this.
Nisi več zvit na ta način.
So the Vedic teachings are helping us to come to this fully enlightened stage of consciousness.
Vedske spise nam pomagajo, da se dvignemo do tega popolnoma razsvetljenega nivoja zavesti.
I was previously saying that according to the way your consciousness is influenced or covered, you go up or you go down.
Prej sem opisal v skladu s tem, kako je tvoja zavest pod vplivom, ali pa prekrita zavest, od tega odvisno, kam bo šel, na vzgor ali na vzdol.
If your consciousness, however, is free from material disturbances, you go back into the eternal spiritual world.
Če pa je tvoja zavest popolnoma osvojena od materialnih zamirjen, potem se boš vrnil nazaj v duhovni svet.
So your consciousness can become free if you are inspired.
Tvoja zavest se tudi lahko osvobodi, če si inspiriran.
I want to tell you a little story to finish this all off.
Da bi vse to zaključil, bi vam hotel povedati eno malo zgodbo.
Once there was a little bird. He was very happy in the forest. He had just laid his eggs.
Nekoč je bila mala ptičica, zelo srečna v gozdu in izlegla je mala jajčica.
And then an elephant came and, you know, took the branch where this, where the, all the eggs were, where the bird's house was, so to say, shook it, the eggs fell down and he trampled the eggs.
Potem je prišel slon in odlomil vejo, na kateri je bilo gnezdo, ta ptiči dom, in stresel in tako da so jajca popadale na tla in jih poteptal.
The bird mother was so disturbed, she wanted to commit suicide on the spot.
Mama ptica je bila tako vznemirjena, da je hotela na licu mesta narediti samomor.
When she had the knife already on her chest, her friend said, what are you going to do? Are you foolish?
In potem, ko je imela nož na svoji prsi, so njeni prijatelji rekli, kaj počneš, si nora?
Senora, you just take
a
produce another set of eggs. No problem.
Gospa in stano naredi še en komplet jajc.
I will help you.
Pomagati bom.
So she said, no, my life is no use because the elephant will come again and do the same thing.
Ampak ona donila, ne, moja žena nima smisla, kot je slon bo ponovno prišel in naredil isto stvar.
He hates me.
So,
okay, said the bird friend, then we will have to kill the elephant.
V redu je rekel prijatelj ptič,
potem bomo morali ubiti slona.
How will we are very weak? How will we kill this elephant?
Mi smo zelo slaboti, koga bomo ubili tega slona.
Oh, I have a friend, says that the bee.
Imam nekega prijatelja, rekel ptič, to je čebela.
She was even becoming more disappointed. But they went to the bee and said, we have to kill this elephant, how to do it.
In ptica je bila še zmeraj razočarana, ampak vseeno sta odšla do čebele prijateljice in ju pojasnila celo stvar, kaj narediti.
I'm very weak, said the bee. I'm not so strong to fight an elephant, but I have a friend, he can help.
Čebela je rekla, da jaz sem zelo slabotna, ne bi se ravno mogla boriti s slonom, ampak imam prijatelja, ki bi lahko pomagal.
To je žabac. So, they... So they went to the Javad and told him everything. And the Javad said, it's very simple. When the sun is there in the noon, then we do something with the elephant.
Then sem šel do Žabca in Žabec je skaval plan. Gremo in ko sonce v zenitu, 12. popoldne, potem bomo lahko nekaj naredili.
The elephant will become very thirsty.
Namreč slon bo zelo žejen.
Then the bee will go in the ear of the elephant and sing and then he will close his eyes in ecstasy.
Potem bo čebela zletela v njegovo uho in začela sladko teti in potem bo slon v ekstazi se izbavil.
And then this friend will come who is a woodpecker. And he will pick the ears, the eyes.
Prišel prijatelj detel in bo njegove oči s kljunom strelil.
And then the žabac will make the sound wah, wah. The elephant will think, oh, there's water. And will go in this direction.
Potem bo žabec naredil kvak, kvak. In slon mislil, da je tu voda v bližini in bo šel v tej smeri.
And the frog will just hop to where is a cliff.
Ampak žabec bo šel v smeri, kjer je prepad.
And then very loudly, like Jessica, he will say, wah, wah! And then the elephant will come and run over the cliff.
Potem bo zelo glasno, kot Josipa, klical kva, kva, in potem bo slon potekal in se skotavil.
And then he will die.
You know what?
This way. Nope. This was the plan of the animals.
That's true.
So of course this is not a very nice example. But it gives us one lesson. That with some solid inspiration you can do the impossible.
In to je namreč, da z neko čvrsto inspiracijo lahko narediš tisto, kar je nemogoče.
In this story the elephant is compared with death.
V zgodbi se slon usporeja s smrtjo.
Who is very, very strong.
Ki je zelo, zelo močna.
As we were saying, in the face of eternality, our existence here in Ljubljana is not very important. It is just some, you know, some monsoon greens, greenery.
Kakor smo že rekli, naša eksistenca v Ljubljani v luči večnosti ni zelo pomembna. Nekaj podobnega kot zelenje v monsunski sezoni.
And in comparison to life on other planets, this is not a very comfortable life which we have on planet Earth.
In v primerjavi z življenjem na drugih planetih, življenje, katerega živimo na tem planetu Zemlji, ni zelo udobno.
But everywhere, no matter you may be high, you may be low situated in this universe, there is a force of death.
Ampak po vsem tem univerzumu, brez obzira kje ste, obstaja ta moč smrti.
So by taking up your spiritual life, you can overcome this.
Če se začnete baviti z duhovnim življenjem, potem lahko to premagate.
It requires a little inspiration.
Potrebno je malo inspiracije.
You must have the desire to find out what is beyond this material, this material atoms and so on and so forth.
Morate imeti željo da otkrijete kaj je on stran teh materialnih atomov in podobno.
Don't become a slave to the materialistic doctrine.
Ne postanite sužni materialističnih doktrin.
Which tells you that ultimately the whole arrangement is just some chemical formulas.
Ki vam pravi, da je cel ta aranžman samo nekaj kemičnih formul.
Try to enjoy as try to bring the best things in the chemical formula, then you will be happy.
Poskušajte dovesti najboljše stvari v te kemične formule in potem bo se srečni.
A refrigerator, a car, some dinars, you know.
Hladilnik, auto, nekaj dinarjev in podobno.
This is a very senseless doctrine.
To je zelo brezčutna doktrina.
We want actually eternal happiness and constant enlightenment.
Mi dejansko želimo večnost in neprestano razsvetljenje.
But we look for it in the material world. That's a mistake.
Vedno iščemo to v materialnem svetu in v tem je napaka.
So by cultivating a bona fide spiritual life, we will have contact with our original spiritual nature and progress in our how would you say in English our original spiritual consciousness.
Če bomo sprejeli verodostojno duhovno življenje, potem bomo lahko napredovali v duhovnem življenju in razvili svojo izvirno duhovno zavest.
So I want to end here. Do you have any questions regarding these subject matters?
Tu bi želel zaključiti. Ali imate kakšno vprašanje v zvezi s temi temami?
Then I would say we should progress to our